The Green Bay Packers have reportedly hired a new coach on the defensive side of the football, coming from the college ranks at Oklahoma. And speaking of college, we'll be talking to Tom Obarski, kicker from Concordia University that played in the Senior Bowl, all right here on Cheesehead TV's Railbird Central next. Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caribou. Joined by our live blog director, Jamie Snow, along with Alex Talich, we're talking some Packers football. We're talking about a new coaching hire, Jerry Montgomery, joining the Packers. But first, we have a guest joining us on the phone. We are going to talk to Senior Bowl kicker Tom Obarski of Concordia University. Tom, the last time we had someone on from Concordia on the show, just last season, we had Zach Moore, and he just won a Super Bowl with the Patriots, so I'm just saying that's out there.
Yeah, we are so happy for him. For him being able to experience all of that his first year is just amazing. It's awesome for him.
Yeah, that's pretty remarkable. I mean, for those people who listening and may not know, Concordia is a Division II college football program. Do you think the visibility has been raised because of what Zach has been able to do as a rookie in the NFL?
I think definitely. Just coming from Concordia, he kind of just put us on the map a little bit. If, you know, scouts or anyone out there just they know the name now, and so I think that definitely helped with Concordia and for me as well.
Yeah, so Concordia follows up Zach Moore with yourself competing in the Senior Bowl. I think that's pretty damn good for a Division II school. How was the Senior Bowl? What was the experience like?
The Senior Bowl was incredible, especially for a Division II guy like myself, just coming into all of the going into Mobile, just experiencing everything that was there for us. They treated us first class just with everything, and I probably got more stuff that week than I did my 4 years at Concordia, and so just experiencing all of the atmosphere was amazing.
Now, you worked with the coaching staff of the Tennessee Titans. How was that? Was there anything new you learned from them?
I think it was just a little different. Part of the atmosphere for us, and it was just awesome to be able to work with them. Just being on an NFL-like schedule, NFL-like meetings, just everything was so precise, and they worked so well together. It was just awesome to be working with them.
Now, in college, you hold the record for the longest field goal in conference history and 10 out of the 11 longest field goals in school history, your longest at 59 yards. Is your range one of your biggest selling points?
That is definitely one of my biggest strengths, being able to line up and hit the long field goals. And just putting so much trust in my holder and snapper, and especially my coach just sending us out there and trusting that we're going to be able to execute at that type of range. So that's definitely one of my strengths.
I also see you punted at Concordia. Is that something like in your back pocket you can kind of tell NFL teams, like, hey, I can be your emergency punter as well?
Yeah, I think that's something that's always good to have in your back pocket as a kicker. I punted and kicked for 4 years here at Concordia, and so anything that you can do can help you get onto an NFL roster or get into a camp or could just possibly get you noticed. So the more you can do is what the Titans coach always told us.
kickoffs too? Because I think in college, a lot of teams have, like, you know, their kickoff specialist and then their place kicking specialist, but you do it all, right?
I did all three, correct.
That is impressive. Do you think it's an advantage coming from a place like Concordia where the weather gets cold and it snows compared to kickers from the south that maybe haven't played in cold weather that they'll experience in the professional game?
It's definitely an experience that you can bring with you. I'll tell you, I've played in all sorts of weather up here. Just playing in the cold, playing in the wind. You got a sunny day every once in a while, and so there's all sorts of game experiences that I've had up here and can take with me. Yeah.
So, can you share one? Like, what was the worst weather you played in?
Well, just a couple games this year. We played a game up in North Dakota with 35, 40 mile an hour winds with gusts up to 50. And that was an interesting experience, punting and kicking into the wind. And then we had a game this year, last game of the season. It was about 15, 20 degrees, and it was snowing. So that was a fun experience as well.
Yeah, the wind never stops up in North Dakota, I have to imagine. I mean, were you able to convert a field goal that day?
We had a couple field goals with the wind, so that always helps. And then we had a couple extra points going into the wind, and I was able to put them through, so that was good.
Thankfully, they're short on just the extra points. I don't want to focus on the negative. I'm sure you're disappointed you didn't get an invite to the NFL Combine, but does that serve as motivation, however?
I think so, definitely, and I'm one of those guys that was kind of put on the map for the Senior Bowl, and mm-hmm. I was so blessed to be able to play in that game, and to not be invited to the Combine was okay for me, because I've got my pro day coming up at the University of Minnesota, and so I just try to take advantage of all the opportunities that are presented in front of me, and I know that God will lead me to the right place and the right time, and I'll be able to excel in those opportunities that I have.
You mentioned the pro day. Is that the only one you'll have? I assume Concordia doesn't have their own.
I would be able to create one, but it was a lot better for me to just get into Minnesota and be in that atmosphere, and blessed to be in there as well.
While at the Senior Bowl, I have to ask, this is a show about the Green Bay Packers. Did you talk to any representatives of the team while you were there?
Yeah, I did talk to the Packers. I met with a great guy and just talked with him a little bit about myself and about what I can do on the field and everything like that. So it was good.
Tell me about our mutual acquaintance, Rob Huberty, the outside linebackers coach at Concordia. Is he an up-and-comer in the coaching ranks?
He is, definitely. He was brought on by Coach Strop, who coached him at University of Minnesota Duluth. And he's just a great guy, a great coach, and he knows what he's talking about.
Very good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Tom, I appreciate you joining us this morning. Do you have a Twitter account? Can we give you a follow?
Yep, at Obar24.
Obar24. Sounds good. I'll get on top of that after the show. Hopefully our listeners will do so as well. Thanks for joining us. Wish you all the best of luck at Pro Day, what comes beyond. If by chance you happen to be a member of the Green Bay Packers, we'd love to talk to you again.
All right, sounds good.
Are you a Vikings fan, being from Minnesota?
I am a Vikings fan, yeah.
We won't hold that against you, Tom, but seriously, all the best. Good luck to you.
All right, thank you very much.
Take care. Tom Obarski, kicker at Concordia University, joining us on the show. Played at the Senior Bowl. Wish him all the best of luck as he hopes to embark on a career in professional football. Glad to have him joining us. Glad to have you, the listener, joining us as well. And now it's time for
Packers News of the Day.
Yesterday, the Packers reportedly hire Jerry Montgomery. This is first reported by the Oklahoman. I know Rob Domofsky of ESPN reported that there won't be any other changes on the defensive staff, and that Alex Marvez of Fox Sports reported that Montgomery will be the defensive quality control coach. So, nothing has been confirmed by the Green Bay Packers, but this looks to be a new coaching addition here that we're just kind of waiting for the official word to come down the pike. And like I said, our last episode, Packers probably just waiting to announce all these coaching changes in one fell swoop. I know they're probably working on, first of all, maybe contract extensions with the current coaching staff, but then just finalizing everything in terms of who's doing what, the promotions, and all those kind of things. We know, of course, Sean Slocum has been fired, so the Packers have to hire a new special teams coordinator, probably hiring a new special teams assistant on top of that, or if they're promoting, maybe hiring someone else. All sorts of things that could be going on here. We know what's happening on the offensive side of the football, or at least reportedly. Tom Clement's going to take over play calling duties. Edgar Bennett going to be promoted to co-offensive coordinator. Or just head offensive coordinator. I don't know if that's even in Tom Clement's job description anymore. We'll find out. Like I said, it's all going to come down the pike. Just waiting for it all to become official here at some future point in time. This Jerry Montgomery, so a little bit about him. Played, if I have this correctly, played at the University of Iowa and basically got into coaching shortly thereafter, including, I know, his last three stops had been at Northern Iowa. And I believe he was the defensive line coach at all these places. Northern Iowa, so an FCS school, jumps up to the FBS division then, his first full-time job, not as like a graduate assistant, but then at Wyoming. Then he was at the University of Michigan in 2011 and 2012. He was the defensive line coach there. So in the Big Ten, in the Midwest, and then finally in 2013, 2014 at the University of Oklahoma, defensive line coach. And just if you happen to follow what happened at Oklahoma this past season, I mean, they qualify for a bowl game. Season ended in disappointment. You know, it had been going fairly well for them, not like national championship well or anything like that. But then they lose the regular season finale, Bedlam, against Oklahoma State, a game in which they were heavily favored. So they lose that, disappointingly. In the bowl game, if you remember, it was the most disappointing bowl game of the entire season. Russell Athletic Bowl, formerly Tangerine Bowl. They take on Clemson, and Oklahoma looks terrible. Terrible. It was the worst bowl game of the entire season. I think they lost like 40-6 or something like that. And he, of course, when you're talking about a name brand program like Oklahoma, You at least want them to be competitive. I mean, you understand a loss, but I mean, this wasn't even, it was ridiculous. I mean, you just sat there from the first quarter, the first quarter the game was over. And what's interesting is that it was the opposite scenario of the prior season. You remember, it was Oklahoma, I believe, that was in the Sugar Bowl, and they beat heavily favored Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. And it was Bama that was the team that didn't really, you know, look too enthused to be there or anything. So it was a total role reversal. And in the aftermath of this year's Russell Athletic Bowl loss, it was then that Jerry Montgomery was promoted to co-defensive coordinator. So he had just received a promotion in January at Oklahoma by head coach Bob Stoops. He doesn't even have any game experience as a defensive coordinator because he had just been named to that position in January. So Montgomery ends up getting hired by the Packers, and I think some people out there are wondering, wow, he's leaving a defensive coordinator spot to be a quality control coach in the NFL. Almost seems like a demotion a little bit in that he'll kind of be, not really one of the primetime guys on the Packers staff. But I mean, I think you have to look at it like, if it's your lifelong goal to coach in professional football, which for a lot of people, that's the case. I personally, I sometimes don't understand that because I think college football is a great game and maybe should be almost as an honor as coaching in pro football, I think sometimes. But anyway, doesn't matter what I think. It's what Jerry Montgomery thinks. And he's, taking the opportunity to make the jump up to the pro game and coach for the Green Bay Packers, and that does have to be an honor regardless. I know that. He's going to be joining the staff of the Packers reportedly, like I said, not official yet. But also, just an interesting note here that I'd like to dissect a little bit is that this is, probably mere coincidence, but one of Montgomery's proteges, we remember now, Montgomery was the defensive line coach at Oklahoma for the past 2 years. His protege, Jerry Phillips, is a potential first round draft pick in this year's NFL draft. If he's going to go in the first round, it's going to be late. It's not like Jordan Phillips here is a top 10 draft pick. He's not. If he's going to go in the first round, it's going to be late in the first round, otherwise day two. It's possible here that, one of his players, Jordan Phillips, is going to be taken by the Green Bay Packers. And in fact, Rob Rang of CBS Sports, who's kind of one of the, premier NFL draft analysts out there in the entire world, in his latest mock draft, he has the Packers taking Jordan Phillips. Jordan Phillips is like 6'6", 330 plus pounds. I mean, the NFL Combine is coming up this upcoming week here, starting a week from today, actually, next Wednesday, or at least that's when a media availability starts. And you have to wonder. Here the Packers are in the aftermath of the Latroy Guyon arrest with B.J. Raji being a free agent. You have to wonder here and put two and two together and be like, oh yeah, this kind of makes sense. Now I'm not saying I don't think the Packers hired Jerry Montgomery because of Jordan Phillips or anything like that, but it just could be interesting that it just so happens to work out that way. Jordan Phillips here, like I said, big nose tackle guy. I said he's 6'6". He's really tall and really, the Packers haven't gone after these tall guys in the past. I mean, just look at they typically get the squatty defensive lineman. Like, I mean, Mike Daniels is kind of about as short as they come. He's only about 6 feet, if that even. But I mean, B.J. Raji is kind of squatty. Even, think about the guys they've had over the years, Ryan Pickett. These guys that are interior rushers. Kind of squatty. So he would be, a little bit different than that. He's big. He's been compared by Rob Rang to Dontari Poe of the Kansas City Chiefs. And I mean, if that were to come to fruition, that would certainly be, huge news. I mean, that would be big. I mean, the Packers would love a Dontari Poe on their roster, no doubt about it. And you got to think, I kind of like guys who got that length 6'6". I mean, those are the kind of guys who are tough to, you know, all of a sudden, even if they can't get to the quarterback, they just put their hands up when it's time for the quarterback to release their throw. And they're the kind of guys who bat down passes. They're even the kind of guys who might get a block field goal if they can get just a little bit of penetration because they have so much length. I like that about these guys who have a little bit of length to them. Jordan Phillips has also had back issues. He, in fact, got shut down last season, 2013. I believe he underwent back surgery. He's kind of had some chronic back issues, and I'm not sure exactly what the precise nature of the injury is. And you know, maybe we'll find out more at the NFL Combine here. I sit here and say, well, you know, one comparison's to Dontari Poe, which would be great, and maybe that's Jordan Phillips' ceiling. But then you could sit there and you could compare him to a former Packers first-round draft pick, Justin Harrell, who ended up having some back issues with the Packers as well. And all of a sudden, the comparison isn't so flattering. You know, I mean, Ted Thompson would probably take a little bit of heat if he were to go out and spend a first-round pick on a guy like Jordan Phillips just because of that comparison. Big defensive lineman with back issues, with an injury history. Justin Harrell, it wasn't just like, oh, he was a mild disappointment. I mean, he barely even got on the field. You can sit there and say, like, a guy like A.J. Hawk, you know, never lived up to his first-round potential, but at least he contributed. Justin Harrell didn't, you know, barely contributed at all. So it's tough. I mean... Obviously, that though is what the NFL Combine is for. I mean, team doctors from probably all 32 NFL teams are going to poke and prod and all that, but they're also going to take MRIs and anything they need to figure out his injury history and all that. That's what the NFL Combine's all about. They spend a good fair amount of hours at the hospital as teams kind of check these players out and dig into their backgrounds a little bit, from a medical standpoint, as well as the, you know, character concerns and team interviews and things like that. So, but I just wanted to bring that up, this connection that could be interesting if it were to come to fruition. I'm sure the Packers will now pick Jerry Montgomery's brain about Jordan Phillips. No doubt about it. So there you go. I just thought it was interesting and wanted to share that as that is the latest news of the Green Bay Packers that's happened over the past 24 hours or so, I'd say. Something that it came about on Tuesday evening when we learned that, you know, Jerry Montgomery would be hired. It was interesting, actually, early in the day, the University of Oklahoma put out a press release that Montgomery was leaving to take a job in the NFL, but, you know, initially they didn't say where, just that he was leaving. And then by the end of the day, word got out that it was with the Green Bay Packers, and now we know all this. So, kind of the biggest news since Sunday when news broke that the Packers were reshuffling kind of the offensive coaching staff. And now we learn that they're adding this on the defensive side of the football, a quality control coach. And hopefully we'll learn all the rest of these in short order. But now it's time.
The day ahead.
In the world of the Green Bay Packers here on a Wednesday. The window is open to the Packers and all NFL teams, for that matter, to sign Canadian Football League players. And this actually isn't anything new. The window actually opened on Tuesday, I think noon Eastern time, where NFL League offices are located, that any NFL team could sign Canadian Football League players, CFL players, whose contracts have expired. So those who are still under contract with CFL teams, they are not eligible. But reportedly, and I wish I closed the window, but I mean, it was from a newspaper in Hamilton, Ontario, where the Hamilton Tiger Cats are located, the CFL franchise. Reportedly, the Green Bay Packers had offered Luke Tasker a contract. And this was reported back in December that the Packers actually worked out Luke Tasker. And if that name sounds familiar, he is the son of Steve Tasker, who is pretty much considered the best special teams player in NFL history. Nowadays, I believe he's a sideline reporter, right, for CBS. So he may have been involved on some Packer broadcasts over the years. I'm not really sure. I remember when the video or the power went out during the Super Bowl 2 years ago in New Orleans. It was Steve Tasker who they came to as soon as they came back on air, and he was just clueless. And I mean, kind of understandably so. He didn't know what was going on. But I do remember that standing out. I digress. So the Packers workout Luke Tasker, and apparently they've offered him a contract, and he declines the offer to re-sign with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. So I mean, what's remarkable about this is the Packers lost out on a player to the Hamilton Tiger Cats. He thought it was a better opportunity to sign with a Canadian Football League team. That is a first. That is a first. But I mean, you know, on the surface, it seems absurd, but I do get it, actually. Luke Tasker would have been very much a long shot to make the Green Bay Packers roster. He's done very well in the Canadian Football League. He's a wide receiver and a return specialist. I don't know if he's like the special teams coverage guy that his father was, but he's a wide receiver. That's the main thing he does. And it just would have been really a long shot to make the Packers roster. And a lot of guys will take that long shot. Just because, I mean, it's for exposure, if nothing else, and they get a little bit of experience playing against a higher level caliber player. But he's just like, you know, I'm the guy, or the number one wideout in Hamilton for the Tiger Cats. I'm getting paid a decent amount of money, not NFL money, but he'll make a decent living doing that, and just go with the sure thing. You know, and I can't blame him, because I don't really know. The weird thing about the Canadian Football League is, for the most part, they make those guys, when they sign a contract, they do it for 2 years, which kind of gets them, you know, sucked in. Like, if you want to play in the NFL, well, now your dream is on hold for at least 2 years. It's not like 1 year and out. So it is a little bit of a sticky situation there. But I just thought this was interesting and wanted to share it with an audience here. I had just learned about this yesterday. Apparently, the news came out the week prior, like during the Super Bowl week. And understandably, my attention was elsewhere when I was out in Arizona, so I missed it at the time. But yeah, Packers losing out to the Hamilton Tiger Cats of the Canadian Football League. That's got to be a first. I don't know. Maybe there are other stories like that that just don't come out, but I do understand it in retrospect here. But that'll do it for today's episode of Railbird Central. Thank you so much to Tom Obarski of Concordia University, kicker in the Senior Bowl, for joining us, talking about his NFL dreams and trying to make a living in pro football coming up. But on behalf of everybody else at Cheesehead TV, I'm Brian Caribou. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back again on Friday, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8:30 a.m. Central Time, the live edition of the show. You can check us out on demand and podcasted at any time, at on demand at CheeseheadTV.com, podcasted on iTunes, on Stitcher, on lots of other, you know, apps as well. Anything you might use on your smartphones. But any way you listen to us, we're glad to do it. We'll see you, folks. I leave you today with a song called Barker by Keller Williams on Psy Fidelity Records. Go Pack, go.